Weren't you ever creeped out by being part of, you know, around death all the time?
Well, I never admitted it then, but looking back now, I said clearly in the book, you know, I was actually afraid and realise that now.
Yeah.
I didn't like sleeping on my own much, I must admit.
How old were you when you saw your first cadaver?
I was nine. But I think it wasn't so much death itself, but there were so many closed doors in those days, so many things I wasn't allowed to know until a certain age.
Was there odd smells around, like a chemical
smell? Well, my old nan always used to say that I smelled to death when I came home.
Oh, man, have we got a guest this morning, Barry Albin.
But the truth is, that's the polish, the linseed.
The child who smelt of death.
Yeah.
The polish.
Good morning, everybody.
The polish of the casket, for the casket.
Is that the polish, it was the linseed oil, and the polish, it had a sort of smell about it, but, and of course, I was the smallest one, so I could be, had this little tiny office, very Dickensian. Paul, as soon as you've arranged the funeral, would go out, pull back the chair, pull back the carpet, lift up the trapdoor, drop me through, light up the candle.
Light up the candle, yeah. This is all very good. What a childhood.
And undo the lid of the coffin, because you had semi-made coffins down there, not quite finished. See, they had to come up for the polish, the real finish.
Yeah.
And so I'd undo the lid, and I'd push the lid up through the trapdoor, and then the main coffin up through the trapdoor. But if someone came in to book another funeral, they'd just shut the trapdoor and leave me down there for an hour.
listen, everybody, trapdoors, candles, cadavers, what?
Well, come into my parlour, said the spiders.
Who needs Disney World? Who needs when you've got that going on as a kid? And now, just before we go over to the travel, you actually are the official representative or the official outlet for cryogenics as well.
Well, cryonics. That's
cryonics.
Cryogenics is the freezing of food, Danny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, who's to say what I eat? I may have chosen my word carefully.
Well, I can see what you're drinking.
Cleanse your soul. Here's the travel, everybody.